Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, it's Colleen. It's, I don't know, it's April. I'm just going to say 11th because I think today's the 11th. Oh, it's the 12th. One of those 2 days, my actually book. Tonight we are going to be really, really good. We are going to talk about every soap, all of primetime crap. We are going to talk about why in the hell do I stay up late. I know it's a bad thing, but I keep on doing it. I mean, I was up to 5 o'clock in the morning catching up on shows, and yeah, I that was bad, but at least I had a little company at 3:18 in the morning. That was like a cool thing. Okay, I'm going to bring my little co-host on to you. And then we can just start talking. Oh, by the way, you guys, if you are a Lucky fan, you might not like what I'm about to say about him tonight. Okay, I'm bringing Terry on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's actually the 12th today, and yes, I couldn't sleep last night either, so I couldn't sleep for anything. And tomorrow, I mean, today was my first day back to work. And I've been going to sleep all late this past week, and I went to work today, and one of the kids goes, "What? You look different today." And I'm like, "Why? Why?" And she's like, "You look like you're tired." And I go, "Well, yeah, I am tired." That was so funny.
Well, I mean, you know, I can't
advise people, even if you have to go to work a little bit later in the afternoon, I wouldn't advise you going to bed at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Okay, but you guys try 5. Try 5:35 in the morning. Oh, we had a beautiful sunset showed up. And then I knew it was time to go to sleep because that was a little freaky.
Yeah, and I hate not having my computer. I don't have my computer's like down. My whole phone system's down, so I feel so naked without my computer. You know how you go out without any rings or jewelry on, and you feel naked without it. I feel naked without a computer, so I don't know what's going on in chat tonight. So.
Oh my God. Well, Dad is just here. I'm so Brenda's calling in any moment because Brenda loves us. Dad is just here. Yay, Dad! Thank you. Oh, I love what Dad just said in this album.
I'm so not having a computer.
Well, she said, Sam, Jason, you cannot go to jail. You know my life. How will I make money without you?
You know, I am so sick of fucking. Oh, I'm sorry. Sam and Jason, I mean, come on. I mean, there's no effing chemistry between them at all. Even in, when they first got together, there was nothing. I mean, Jason and Liz are so sorely missed, and I hate watching videos. Sometimes I'm on YouTube, I'll watch a video of Jason and Liz, and I want them more. I want them more. I just feel like I've lost a part of myself because, with all the, you know, with everything that's going on with GH. And to me, GH is just, it's nothing without Liz and Jason. I mean, I watch it, but
yeah,
it's kind of hard to watch it when, you know, when they're not on. I mean, even now, Steve Burton hardly has any kind of, like, he's not on in every scene anymore. It's like,
oh,
just,
wow. By the way, people in the guest room, people, if you come back and we finally can stop with you. Al, and Dawson and Salbum, I love you because you just said what I've been wanting to say. I
What's
hate Cleo Rose. I say kill
the
bitch.
Oh, me too.
You know what? I'm agreeing with you, Dawson, 100% because... Oh, well, Brenda's here. Yay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, and there's another guy. Okay, this is Shirley.
Where's Shirley? Okay.
Hello?
Hello, lady.
Hey.
Okay,
Shirley. Hi.
How you guys doing tonight?
Fine.
Well, we are doing...
If nobody else calls in, we're the only ones that are on the phone all the time. It's so funny, you know. It's like nobody wants to call in. We're nice. Come on, people, call in and make more people on the phone. You know. So,
well, yeah.
Some nights you all have so many people on. It's either feast or famine with you guys.
Yeah. And as you've heard, I don't have a computer, so I'm kind of, my computer system is kind of down tonight. I'm having the tech people are coming in tomorrow. Because it's all hooked up to the phone. I have that Verizon Fios thing, and it's like something's messed up with my phone.
Yeah, well, how
so.
Is that Fios thing? You know, I see the advertisement for it on TV.
Well, it's actually the only reason why I got it was because I could get internet and the phone all in one bill instead of having to pay Earthlink separately or whatever. And it's kind of a lot cheaper that way. But I mean, I haven't had any problems with it except, you know, Verizon, they won't come in right away to fix your problem. They have to send them out like the next day or whatever. So it's kind of a bummer when you're so hooked on your computer, especially at night and falling asleep late, you know.
Well, I have Comcast, and I have the same thing. I have the
internet
and television and the phone. I think that's the way most people are going these days because
it's
bill, you know.
But when something happens to one thing, it screws up your whole other stuff.
Hello,
like a computer, you know.
It sure does.
I know.
I'm Brenda. Hey, Brenda, did you want to get up this morning? Do you really or did you want to just knock it up because...
I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
Oh, come on.
We're
hanging out. Because
I got so used to staying up till 8:30 in the morning doing thinking around. And then when I decided, I should start going to bed early toward the end of the week, that happened. Well, no, it did not happen.
Last night I was like I was on my computer and I knew I had to get to bed early even though I don't start to work till 11:30 and I'm on my computer and I couldn't go to sleep so I called Carly at like 3 a.m. and I'm like I can't sleep for anything and then I was falling asleep though and then when we got off the phone about 10 minutes later I eventually fell asleep
I was up and I was watching One Life to Live once it called. And I just ran, I can't believe I'm saying this on air, but who cares? I just ran to the bathroom and then the phone rang. And I'm like thinking, it's 3:00 in the morning, who would call me? And I was so happy with Terry, I'm like, I cannot sleep either. And I was just going to watch One Life to Live and DH and then go to bed like a nice person. Well, Bridget, I got halfway into All Me's Wives. Halfway.
And she fell asleep.
Oh, well.
We're so bad. What's wrong with us?
Why do we go to bed so late? I don't
Welcome
know.
To my world. I suffer with insomnia, so I'm happy to hear
oh
other people
gosh.
Are miserable, too.
I can't imagine, because I remember a long time ago when I was in high school, whatever, I couldn't sleep for anything. I would, like, try to, I turn the TV off, I try to, like, just think, you know, or just, like, count whatever, count sheep or do something. Let's put the radio on, and I'd be tossing and turning. I'd get so frustrated because I couldn't fall asleep, and I wanted to sleep so bad, and then eventually I fell asleep probably, like, about 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning, but I can just imagine that it's, you know, people with insomnia like you that can't fall asleep at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, try chamomile tea. That's a good.
Is that
thing.
What? Yeah, that's what I heard. Chamomile tea.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's good, you know. And
okay, now on to Lucky. What about Lucky today? How what he's what Carly?
Oh, you know what?
Bag.
Okay, that's him.
Okay.
I'm going to let Terry take this one.
No, you go ahead. You can start it. You go ahead.
I know. I do watch the whole thing because I'm not caught up with Friday because I hate cliffhangers. But I turned it on for a second. And there was the son of a bitch, Lucky, telling Christina, oh, well, you know, what Kiefer did was wrong, even if he used his words and beat you up. And I'm thinking, why is
he
this
said,
coming
what?
From the...
He said
yeah,
what?
Because he said, yeah, she said you didn't deserve it. What, even if he said something bad to you or whatever he said to you or, you know, you didn't deserve to be hit or whatever, and I'm sitting
okay.
there. And when Carly told me that, and then I watched, I'm like thinking, what a hypocritical guy, because he's just as bad.
Well, he's never physically abused.
Well, he
did.
Physically,
he did.
But emotionally. Emotionally.
Well, when this guy called her a whore and a slut and.
But, yeah,
oh,
but,
no. I'm not saying that. I mean, that is true. But
yeah.
I'm, you know, in terms of physically.
He
kind of
did. He kind of pushed her down a couple of times in the past.
Yeah, that
though,
was.
Even though he was on drugs.
Yeah,
but
she was pregnant and he pushed her and
yeah.
she lost her balance and fell.
Yeah, I mean, he's an idiot.
When he was dead, he pushed her and shoved her and
oh, he did?
The way they're writing Lucky right now, it's as if he's a sweet guy that never did anything wrong now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The way he's so sweet with Christina and the way, well, except with Liz, but now when he's with other people, the way he's acting, it's so different than with Greg Vaughn's Lucky. It's as if we're supposed to forget everything. And the way
bring
he's
back
his brother,
Greg Vaughn. And bring back
I know,
Greg
I wouldn't
Vaughn.
Mind
I mean, he was
Greg.
So nice to look at. He couldn't, you know,
yeah.
he was a jerk. But he was a
great
jerk.
Yeah, I know. Jonathan Jackson, I just don't get it. I mean, I honestly don't get why they even brought him back. He didn't do anything for the show at all.
You know,
you
and...
Know?
No.
And I hate the fact that Lucky is so obsessed by they are both on each other, but that, you know, sorry, it's time to end this romance that you two have, Lucky and Jason. You guys hate each other, don't you remember that?
No.
Yeah, I know. I mean, well, that's what I'm saying. Now that Jonathan Jackson's back, it's as if they wrote him right after Lucky came back from the fire or something, or before the fire, because they were kind of friends, you know, in the beginning when Jonathan Jackson first, huh?
Let me ask you guys something. Anybody can answer it. Now, I don't really watch GH on a regular. Once in a while, I'll catch, you know, Steve Seams on YouTube. But do you see any of the old Jason, or is he just, I mean, because I really
no.
don't like nothing. You don't see anything
yeah.
like the old Jason used
I don't,
to be?
You know
what?
Anything, the old Jason is not there. He's completely gone.
Well, in a way he was. In a way he was because.
He might, yeah, well, he's the same
well,
way with Kylie, but when it comes to other
but no,
people.
I was talking about Christina.
Oh, Christina, oh, okay.
You know how he was.
Kylie.
You know how he was. Really nice,
yeah,
just letting her talk, blah, blah, blah.
That was a glimpse of Jason.
Yeah, that was a glimpse. Yeah.
But I mean, Even today when Lulu walked into Kylie's house and Jason just gave that look like, oh my God, Lulu was here or something.
That is weird because they haven't had really a falling out.
I don't know. No, yeah, just the way that
Well,
I don't know
kind
why.
Of they did because she got in his face when Dante was shot.
That's why he did that.
A couple times about it.
Okay.
Because when I'm reading about what's happened on the show, I get the distinct feeling, I could be totally wrong now, but that the writers are writing Jason so we will hate him.
Yeah.
I feel that when Steve's contract comes up. Well, first of all, I don't really think Steve really wants to come back because they have ruined his character. And maybe they feel, if he leaves, then the fans will say, oh, well, we didn't really like Jason anymore anyway.
Well, you know what?
You're going to lose a lot of viewers. I was just saying, if he leaves, they're going to lose a lot of viewers. More than the ones that they've already lost. Because if you ask me, he's kind of like Erica Kane of, like, All My Children, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? And the thing is, I don't think Steve's going to leave this year because he just bought the house close to the studio and all that. So I don't see Steve leaving. Mm-hmm. I still think...
Now that Scott Reese is back, he's on the show for 4 years. So didn't he sign a contract for like 4 years? And you know,
yeah. So
yeah,
you know what I think?
Fred, yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
Years.
I think what we will be seeing, hopefully, if they are smart and are dumb on this,
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. I love to interrupt you.
Dad said he won't leave. He won't leave if Becky does.
He will not leave.
Who said that?
Dad is in this album. I actually agree with her because I just have this feeling because I found this out that maybe they are cleaning house.
I was talking to Kylie today about the only reason that I think that they can do it, in my opinion, is totally make this all like somebody's having a bad dream or like Jason's still unconscious or being knocked in the head or something, because what's happening, it's just so unreal for Jason to have gone to somebody that watched his child get kidnapped or threaten his kids, because the real Jason would never have anything to do with somebody like that. So in my own little world, what's happening is not happening on the show. You know what I mean?
But Terry, that means everybody will have to be green.
This whole show has got to totally, I mean, the whole
I mean, I know, I know that
around.
The show is a total nightmare, but
well,
still.
Maybe Jason's life and Elizabeth's life are the ones that are, they're in the dream or something.
It sounds like your own little bubble, Terry.
You
girls hear static? I keep getting static, and I hear like an echo.
Maybe that's me. I'm on my Bluetooth. My phone doesn't work. I can't call in on my regular phone. It could be my Bluetooth.
I
just think, you know what, when Becky gets back from her maternity leave, I think things will be done properly, and I still think that this whole thing is going to turn around because things are already turning around for the AIDS, and, you know, we are going to get laid on back, and you know what, Sam is going to, well, maybe not pay for her crime, but the only thing I care about is Sam is away from Jason. She can go fuck up someone else's life, but...
I just don't know. I mean, she's just so... I've said this so many times before, but she's sucking the life out of the show and out of Jason. Jason seems so worn out when he's with her now.
you can't even hug her properly or whatever.
What do you mean,
you know,
hug
or...
her properly? I know.
Oh, yeah.
The
only one on hugger. He don't fully hug her.
The way
he
holds
her,
I guess.
Hug her.
Her on the
yeah.
back like a puppy dog.
Yeah. And then
it sounds like it's getting worse.
I think it's getting, well, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
but,
you know what? Someone told me it's going to get a lot worse before. Yeah,
the
and you know what?
The ratings have gone up a little bit.
But you know what? The only reason the ratings have gone up a bit is because Sam hasn't really been on. We had a full day. We had a full day break from her. And I'm thinking, why can we have a 6-month break from her? Why can they do what they are doing?
Why can't it be a life break from the show?
Right.
Well, hell, but media pics, they're spreading her everywhere. First she's with Alexis, and then she's over in the island looking with Jason at the for Michael. It's like,
God, what the heck?
What happened?
All over the place. And then she's down at the PCBD getting in Warren Kiefer's dad's face. It's like,
oh, I know. What's the deal? She can't have a story of her own. She's got to be in everybody else's. Speaking stories.
When was the last time she did a PI job? I mean, she hardly even talked about it.
Oh, please.
With Molly. It's like,
That was such a farce. The private investigation.
Isn't she supposed to have a breakdown or something because Jason's going to take the fall for Sunny or whatever?
That's this week. That's like Wednesday or Thursday.
Come on, Sam. Doesn't she know Jason by now? Doesn't she know that Sunny's going to come before her? Or Carly or whatever, doesn't she know that?
Yeah,
that's life?
And with all that self-respect she's got back, you know. You know, if I were a self-respective person, I'd tell him to stick it up his butt and go find somebody who actually pays attention.
Right.
I mean, what is this breakdown? Because he's putting other people first. Well, you know what? Of course he's going to put other people first. Of course he should be putting Liz and then his child first before her. That's who he needs to put first. I'm sorry.
When is he going to see the freaking light? Jeez.
And I'm sorry to say, Carly, but Maxie is telling Jason that her and Spin are not going to be forever after.
What?
I read that spoiler
the
other
day.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
It's in the media fix. It's in between where her and Lucky and Elizabeth get into it in his new apartment.
Okay, you know what, Brian Fong, you thought I was really bad when Jason and Liz break up? If you do this, if you break up my second couple, you are going down.
What they say who's going to ending the May sweeps is Maxie and Spin and Jolivia, because Jolivia doesn't want to move in with Johnny.
Oh, really?
Now, you know what I hear, what I read. I read that, Brandon Barash, you know, who played Johnny.
Yeah.
Well, I think they were trying to stick him with Maxie, and he doesn't want to go there because he doesn't want to be in the, you know, team thing. You know,
really?
I said, isn't Maxie out of the team?
She's not really a teenager.
Isn't Maxie
not a teenager. She's in her 20s now.
Yeah, she's in her 20s,
right?
Then
yes,
why
he
did he go with Lulu? Because Lulu and Maxie are the same age.
Yeah.
Right, they're on the same
I
age.
Know.
Yeah, that, well, that's what I read. I don't know how true that is. You know, you really
have
to be true. It could not be true.
And you know what, another thing, you know what? If you want to end a couple in May, which I think they say will end by May or June, but the thing is, if you want to, like, mess up a couple, why don't you mess up Jason and Sam?
Because they don't want to mess with Jason. Because
that's Fran's pet. Anything for Spinella.
Right.
Yeah.
They want to mess with them.
And you know what? The ratings in the prime time when ratings are really low, they drop that show like a hat. They'll drop that show like, you know, they'll drop it like even next thing you know it's off the air in like next week or whatever. But with daytime, they're just gonna struggle along. until they feel they could force people to watch it and make the ratings go up or something. So
no,
you
they
know,
can't
but
force
if they're
people
not
to
careful,
watch that
they're
going to
end up like As the World Turns if General Hospital's not careful.
When does that go off? Sometime in the fall,
in September,
right?
In September. And right now, there's a couple on As the World Turns right now that haven't really been on, Paul and Emily, and I love them. They've only been on like once a week or once every 2 weeks or 3 weeks. They last had a major storyline back in February, and now I read an article where I think they're going to have a little bit of angst in their relationship. I'm like, just what I freaking need, another couple of
months. God, shoot. Oh.
That seems like that's all writers know how to do with couples is create angst, and nobody could live happily for like a month or something, you know?
I don't understand. They just don't know how to do love anymore. I don't know. Love and romance, the thing of the past.
That's what Liz and Jason are all about. That's why I love them so much, because I think if they were to put them together, that would be the start of the romance on the show and the love.
Oh,
yes,
please.
Really write for them instead of writing half-assed for them.
Oh, I know.
I'll start at the story and then wham. Cut him off right at the pass. You know?
And you know what? That freaking breakup scene broke my heart. I mean, I was watching a video the other day, and it started out with a breakup scene, and then it kind of went in the past, you know, it kind of started from the breakup to, like, the past and everything. And the scenes, oh, my gosh, I so wanted to cry. I mean, I was watching
crying.
My heart, I was crying. I wanted to cry. Even watching them in a video, you want them together so bad that your heart just breaks for them to be together. It's like, come on, it's not fair. It's not fair for us liaison fans to have to go through this. Sam and Jason have already had their chance. That's over and done with. It's not working. It never did. Huh?
They've had 5 chances. They haven't worked.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
5 times they have not worked. And
it's not like Jason and Liz didn't stop loving each other. And we're supposed now, the way they're writing these characters is if they don't love each other anymore.
They don't
even
like each other, look like.
I know.
Like
they're not even
other.
Writing them together. And when Jason and Sam broke up the first time or whatever, they were kind of had scenes together or something. They won't even write scenes for Jason and Liz as friends together. I mean,
well, yeah, in this album, you guys, people go, I don't want Max to yell at my lids. I know everyone yells at my lids, but I agree. Yeah. And Dad said I cried when at the courthouse when they broke up. Well, everyone but me hasn't seen that because I don't know.
Yeah, that was so freaking ugly. They should have won an Emmy for just that scene.
I know. You know, you're absolutely right, Terry. I swear, those two actors, they're awesome together. They're awesome. It seems so real.
Yeah, didn't it?
So
well, because
real.
They're really good friends. They probably, when they were crying like that, because they knew they weren't going to be working with each other, so they were probably crying for the characters.
Yeah.
And
right.
They didn't even hug each other. They did not even hug each other and say goodbye. How mean was that? Not even to give us a freaking hug or something. Or teeth or something.
Okay, let's talk about a soap that doesn't make me want to kill myself.
Days of Our Lives. Days of
the
Our Lives.
The Engagement won an award. What an award did they win? The Engagement?
They won the year when they Yeah, the engagement, Michael Sudi, and they won for best writing.
Oh, yeah, they did, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay.
I mean, okay, David.
You know, I don't get Stefano. Now he's happy what EJ did?
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, if anyone gets Stefano, please call 1-351.
He's acting like a Demira. He pulled the Demira booth.
EJ and his dad.
That EJ hasn't changed. She thinks he's
changed. But remember, you guys, remember what her name is?
Sammy.
Sammy.
She's a Samantha. She's a Sammy. That's why. She's so dumb.
She's clueless.
She's clueless, yeah.
And Brady's even trying to get through to her today.
You know, I do like the
Brady. He's kind of a hypocrite, too, because he's just playing cards and losing a girl if you don't watch his stuff.
What happened to Brady?
That's a crock trap giving that girl money.
You don't like Nicole?
Oh, my God.
I love Nicole.
I just never got into her character.
Well, I've said before, I was never a Brady Nicole fan. For that matter, I wasn't a really big Nicole fan. But when she came back, you know, and when Ariane Zucker came back and she was in the EJ storyline, I kind of liked Nicole. But now that EJ's screwing everybody up, I don't wonder with EJ anymore, you know?
Now
I like Brady and Nicole.
Yeah.
She's just one of those, you know, troubled characters.
Ari, she doesn't take any crap, though. Ari's going to fight her tooth and nail. I don't think she's going to get away
you
with
know
the
that,
crap
I guess,
that you
know,
only gotten away with in the past.
I guess it's because I don't want to see Teresa and Ethan again.
Yeah, me
I don't
too.
Want to see Teresa and Ethan.
Me too.
They were already on Passions. We don't need to see a redo of that, you know.
Right.
So that's
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, Dallas was asking how much longer is Sunday trial. I think in next week or the week after. And I can only tell you guilty or not guilty just because
he's
I'm
not
smart.
Guilty. He's going to be
not guilty.
Know
yeah,
you know what?
He's
yeah.
going to get a free pass and
well,
Michael's
yeah.
going to
he
save
always,
the day.
Jason never pay for their crime.
Wait.
Sonny and Jason might not pay for their crime, but no one in that town paid for their crime. And we did the whole condom whoops thing. He never got in trouble. I mean,
it seems like everyone that's paying for her crimes and she's not really done anything is Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone,
right. She's the only one that has been crucified. Yeah.
And she's always owned up to her part, too.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know. She got to Shady Brook, and I didn't even think she needed to go to Shady Brook.
No.
You know, she couldn't have
gotten all their asses off to Shady Brook.
They should have just had her have a council session and get it all out on the table. And Stephen, I don't like him the way he's pushing her, trying to go back. I don't like
him.
I'm going to tell you something, Bridget. I mean, if you really think about it, she wasn't in there long enough. Come on. She's still pining in a way after Lucky, so she really hasn't healed, you know.
She really hasn't
seen the light. So maybe they should ship her ass back to Shady Brook.
Okay,
Elizabeth still doesn't have a clue yet.
Okay, you know what? If we are gonna ship Elizabeth back, why don't we ship Sam to it because she's more crazy than Liz? Come on, I mean.
Sam is not crazy. Sam has got issues. Sam is not crazy. She's got issues.
Sam's all about Sam.
Yes,
she is.
Always has.
Yeah,
that's
she
it.
Always will have.
Any problem anybody else have, it's all about Sam.
Mm-hmm. Some way or another. She might not even know you, but whatever the problem is, you know, it's about her. Somehow or another, she'll ingratiate herself right into, that's happened to me too, yep.
Yeah, like she did with Christina, like, I know what it's like to be abused, and that came out of nowhere.
Gosh.
That came out of nowhere.
I guess the writers are still trying to make the fans feel sorry for her.
Hold on. Dallas, Colin Cradley, son who asked back. Okay, number one.
Carly.
Okay, send Carly there. Okay, before you want to send Carly there, maybe you should send, like, Lisa and, a bunch of others.
let's send Christina and Molly, because Molly don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I feel so sorry for Ethan, though. He's getting a bum rap out of all this.
But I was proud of Luke. He said, I want Alexa, Sunny, and the PCBD, and everybody else to apologize to him.
Exactly. And I like what Ethan said to Lucky today. Thanks, brother, for being on my side or something. You know.
Oh,
thanks,
must have brought tears to your eyes.
Granted, Ethan should have never yelled at Christina, but... Lucky needs to shut his mouth before he gets shoved down his throat.
Did you like what Sunny said to Dante today? I thought that was kind of true. I mean, the whole reason Sunny does what he does is to protect his family. It's not, you know, now he's starting to let Dante see the light, how the law works, you know, that. Because look what happened. Dante went in there to protect his brother, and that's basically what Sunny's been doing. He's just protecting the ones that he loves, you know? I mean, I know he's a killer and he's a mob boss, but...
But then he turns around to Jason and wants to take out Claire.
I know.
Somebody.
Well,
somebody,
you know what?
I'm like, oh, my God, honey.
I know.
Idiot.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw that look on Sunny's face to Jason when they found out it wasn't Kipo, it was like, oh, shit, what did we do now? Like, oh, crap, what did we almost do?
I think they should
all
go to Ethan.
Well, that's
Sonny's
MO, though. He does before he thinks.
I like how he even said to Jason, what would have happened? What would have happened? It's a good thing I didn't kill Luke's son. Could you just imagine what would have happened if he killed Ethan or something? It would have been created a whole different mess.
By the way, Young and the Restless is confusing me.
You know what? I said no, Young and the Restless. No, I thought you were different. No, no. Why do we have two sets of lookalikes now?
Because one is Sheila's sister.
Huh?
And Sheila's sister's taking a page out of Sheila's book.
Okay, who's Sheila's
sister? No, I understand, you know, that I understand why, but I'm saying why did they have to write, you know, two sets of lookalikes. You know, we already have M and Patty. Now we've got to have Lauren and that girl and that woman's sister. What is her name again?
Sheila's sister. I can't remember
Sheila's sister.
She said her name today, but I can't remember.
I said, oh, this is getting crazy now. All these people running around looking like other people.
But Michael and Kevin and Paul already got it figured out, so it's going to be a waste of time anyway. Because they're all going to either end up dead or something.
Yeah, well, I hope it doesn't last long. You know, I really do. I hope it doesn't last long. But I said, oh, come on, not another lookalike. Come on, please.
Okay, I know I need to be laughing. You know, okay, so is Adam dead or not? Now I'm confused.
Yes, but we don't know who killed him.
What you guys are talking about.
It's either the Abbotts or the Newmans that killed Adam.
Oh, yeah, well, we know that.
We just got to figure out, or it could have been Patty.
That's
everybody's looking guilty with the exception of... Sharon.
Yep.
And
but she
only
had more motive.
Victoria was with Billy, so she's
right. I'm saying everybody is, you know, else looks guilty with the exception of those two. Phyllis was in a wheelchair.
And
in a wheelchair. And Sharon was with Billy, and you know, Billy was with Sharon, so
Victoria. Okay, Smokey said I don't think he died. Okay.
Well, they confirmed
But what about the DNA, though?
Bob said they confirmed it today.
Oh, and another thing I think about is I loved when Victoria and Billy were together when the bomb went off.
Mm-hmm.
My God, that was hot. Those moments, it's like, wow.
They have good chemistry. They have very good chemistry.
Mm-hmm. And the only bad thing is that Victor's going to go crazy over this.
Who's going to go crazy? Victor? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll see. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You know, on Days of Our Life, you know, Hope was kind of being a little hypocrite today when she was talking to Carly. You know, the conversation
yeah.
they had.
Oh, I didn't see Days yet.
I mean, I'm a big Carly and Beau fan, but I mean, you know, I mean, Hope, she's the one that, the marriage, their marriage was falling apart because of Hope, too, was a big part of the problem.
Yeah, she was the one getting in his face, keeping him away from Sierra and her.
Yeah, so, I mean, for her to say what she said to Carly today, I thought wasn't right, even though I'm still on the Hope, you know, side, but she had no right to say what she did, and she's having these headaches. So I wonder what's going on with that.
Hope,
she was having, these headaches or something. Is something going to be happening to her?
Are we talking about a brain tumor or something?
Or something. I don't know, because Bo's not coming back for a little while, but... You know, it was just strange. She was just having these headaches, you know, she had to go lie down, having migraines, but I was sitting there thinking, I wonder what's going on with that. Maybe what's coming out of her mouth, she's just confused. She doesn't know what she's saying or something.
Oh, well, the thing that happened to Dustin.
Oh, yeah. That's all of that. Is what's her name? Is Judy Evans, is she going to be on there for a while, or did she just
come
back
temporarily? I think I got her back for, like, what?
Did she sign a short-term contract?
I thought she signed a one-year deal.
Okay, because I love Justin and Adrian. I'm a big Justin and Adrian fan, and I really want them to be back together, and hopefully this will bring them closer together, whatever happened to him.
Why was Carly sitting in Chloe's apartment?
Go ahead.
Oh, because aren't they protecting Carly from Vivian and stuff and Bo?
Because
Bo has to ask Daniel to look after Carly while he was gone.
He just what Chloe needs is a third wheel.
You know what?
Yeah, I know.
To be honest, I wouldn't mind.
I know what pissed me off. If I walked into my apartment and here's some broad sitting on the couch and said, well, Daniel gave me a key. Hello? He gave you a key?
Yeah.
Well, you and the key and Daniel, get the hell out of here.
Is there anybody who's a Daniel and Chloe fan? I'm not. I'm a Daniel.
I like Daniel and Carly.
I like seeing Carly and Daniel.
Daniel and Chloe. They have great chemistry. I like Daniel and Chloe together.
You do? I guess it's because I don't want to see a Carly and Beau thing. If Hope wasn't in the picture, or whatever, something maybe would be a different story, but
so
I was
don't be pushing her into Daniel and Chloe's.
Who else? Maybe Rafe. I don't know. Maybe she can go with Rafe or something.
Wait. Why can't she go with Daniel? I like Daniel and Carly.
I like Daniel and Chloe too, Carly.
No. Carly and Daniel. You
like Carly and Daniel?
Yes.
Oh, well, you get the hell out of here too. No.
Okay. Little cat fight going on.
Well,
here.
No way.
Chloe's going to do it all on her own because Vivian's going to get her ear. And get her going against Carly and
screw it up. Well, naturally, typical soap opera.
Well, then who should Carly go with if not with Daniel? I mean,
Daniel.
Oh, that's not right. That's not nice, Dallas. So she's saying, yeah, I'm sorry, but Steve looks way better than Becky's husband.
What was that?
What?
It says, yeah, I'm sorry, but Steve looks way better than Becky's husband.
That's what Dad said.
Probably because he's got the more muscles and he's just sexier and, you know. I mean, you know, I guess everybody's got their own taste, you know.
Everybody's got their own taste. I mean, I personally love Steve Burton. I think he's a real hottie, but, I mean, that's not nice. You know, Becky loves her husband. They've been together for a while now. They got three kids or two and a half kids, and I think that's one when they're apparently very happy, and Steve's apparently very happy with his family. So, yeah, they do look good together,
too.
But, you know, that's just the way it is, you know.
I know, it's like with Liz and Jason, if you wouldn't have known that they were married in real life to other people, you'd think that they're together on the
phone. Yeah, yes you do. I was looking at, what was I looking at? I was looking at on YouTube. I was going through a lot of different things on YouTube, and I pulled up that scene when they first make love after the funeral. And,
oh my God, that was hot.
And it's just the look, and you know, and he has that, you know, trial hair at this point with that, like, trial hair or corn hair or something. And just the look he gives her, oh my God. The way they just look at each other, ooh, I tell you, it's awesome. It's awesome.
I know. If you have a toilet flush, I'm sorry.
I hear echoes all over the place.
But somebody's giggling, and is that Bridget giggling at me? Okay. Well, you know, I couldn't.
What's Bridget giggling for?
I went to the bathroom and I flushed the toilet.
Oh my God! Oh, you took the phone with
I'm
you.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I played back one of our shows, and I just didn't tell anybody. If you play it back, you could kind of hear the toilet.
Oh, Terry, that's awful. That's tacky. Tacky.
Okay, I won't toot anymore. I promise.
Oh, wow. Oh, Terry, you saw, you watched Spartacus, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I did. It sure was good, wasn't it? It's getting better, and it's like one episode left.
You know, and I tried to, you know, find spoilers or something, but apparently season two, everybody's keeping tight-lipped. And the theme of that, I mean, for season two is vengeance. Well, you can see that now, Betty, because coming attractions, he says, kill them all. So he's gonna go and whoop some ass, honey, all of them.
Yeah, I think
men,
that's
women,
next,
children, whatever.
Yeah, because I think they're gonna do an uprising or something. I think maybe they're gonna try to escape and.
Yeah, it's about time.
And I think maybe next season it sounds like it's gonna be about getting vengeance on the people that crossed him or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's gonna have a scene. I think he's gonna have some kind of a scene with the girl, Mira. Finally.
He's gonna have to have a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody else has all the humpage going, and he doesn't really do anything.
Well, he did do that in the beginning with his wife, you know,
oh,
and everything.
Yeah, I
but
know.
Yeah, he has
to. Guys, Smokey. Smokey and Dayton.
I am so addicted to that show. Look at that evil little laugh. Look at it. That is a hot show. Yeah, it is.
I know. What are they talking about? Spartacus?
Yeah.
I love Spartacus. It's
Spartacus
good.
Is good.
So whoever, anybody in chat room, if you have Starz Channel or whatever channel it's on, is it Starz Channel?
Yeah,
I think it's
Starz
Channel. Watch Spartacus. Really good show. I'm just
you watch Spartacus, Bridget?
No, I don't. But I might start.
Oh, watch it, Bridget. You should watch. Yeah. I'm sure you can get, like, the whole season one after this is over.
It's on Netflix. They have it on Netflix.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it is soft porn, but what the hell.
Yeah.
Really True Blood on HBO, and that's just bad as porn, too. So.
What's that?
True Blood.
Oh, you know, True Blood, it sort of got stupid towards the end of last season. I have, when it's all in
the book,
start?
That's what's sad.
Yeah, the blood and, you know, nothing like Spartacus. So Spartacus is,
I know, when I first heard of the show, I didn't think it was going to be anything like that. I knew they were going to try to break some rules, but they're really breaking some rules. You know what I mean? With that channel, though, with cable channel, you could really go.
Oh, cable channel, you could just let it all hang out, and apparently that's what they're doing, is letting it all hang out. But, you know, my sister used to watch Rome, and she said Rome is just like that. You know, a lot of sex stuff, you know.
Well, at least now they're not showing a lot of
No,
they
sort of calmed down
did.
A little bit.
Yeah,
now we're getting into the violence. I mean, it was always violent, they kind of calmed down on the humping a little bit.
The half I saw on OmniWife, it was good, but I'm like confused about the husband, but they help me. You know the one that works for the CIA or the Army or whatever? The one that is looking like they are going to get divorced.
He's special ops.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's something, I mean, something, I don't
he's
know.
He's an asshole. I don't like him. He is a selfish
Me too.
Yeah, he's taking advantage of his family, and she's had enough, and that's going to be the end of that here soon, because he chose his work over his family. And I don't like him.
Neither do I. That's why I was going to ask about you.
And I don't like that old redheaded bitch either that got into Claudia Joy's face last season or so.
Wait. You mean not
the one that
was
married with the colonel or whatever?
Oh, okay. The one that. Oh, my God. Yeah, me too.
And they're going up for an award, up against each other for an award. Now she's up to her old tricks.
I don't like her because she came back because I thought her husband died, though. And then she ended up marrying someone else.
Or something. I can't remember.
Yeah.
She this other guy.
Yeah, and oh my gosh.
It's all high and mighty again.
Smokey. Don't say if it was. I'm not repeating what Smokey just said in here, because I know someone that watches that show did not want to hear that right now after her bad
what
day.
What show?
24 was so sad tonight. Oh, was it the end of the series?
What do you mean it was so sad? Is it really sad?
Well,
oh,
this is what Smokey's saying. She's saying 24 was so sad tonight.
Oh, is it sad? Like, hell. Like, well, don't, because it's on at 9 o'clock. I'm going to watch it after we get off the show tonight.
That
like,
is sad, Terry. It's sad.
Well, I know, but I mean, is it sad? Like, does a really good character die, or is it a popular character that dies or something?
When is
okay,
the series finale? Is it,
Don't tell me. I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it for myself.
Well,
the series finale of that is like May 25th or whatever.
May. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I have a little bone pick with Fox and NBC and ABC right now. Okay.
Oh, gosh. What is it, Carly? What?
Well, I'm just saying for like May 25th, they are putting Dancing with the Stars, American Idol, and Lost, and Dancing with the Stones on,
all
in
the same time.
Yes,
oh,
but
yeah,
and all of them are going to be a 2-hour event, all of them.
Oh, really?
Lost would be good, I heard.
Well, I'm going to watch Lost. I don't really watch Dancing with the Stars or American Idol, so I can keep up with Lost.
Lost, I was reading something on the computer that an actor got the last script, the very last script for the season's finale, and he said he had to sit down for 5 and 10 minutes and just, you know, couldn't believe, I guess it's going to be a really good season finale or a series finale. He just couldn't believe what he was reading. It was really good, but, I mean, he had to sit and reflect the script or something, you know, that he got.
You know, Alias was good, and that was his first baby, Alias, and
I
used to love that show. But the last show, I guess it was all right. Maybe I was a little disappointed, just a little bit. You know, it seemed like, you know, all the build up, you know, like the years the show has been on, it seemed like it would end. I mean, it was good, but I thought it was going to be a little bit better than it actually was.
It better not end where most of the cast dies or something, or there better be a good explanation for all these years as to what.
Do you understand it, Terry?
Well, it's kind of coming together a little bit for me, you know, about what's happening, like, especially last week's episode. But, I mean, hopefully the next 5 episodes, it comes even more clear, because then hopefully we'll really be able to understand it and be able to dissect the show and everything.
But, you see, it shouldn't be like that. You know, that's what I, you know, feel about, you know, you shouldn't have to try and decipher, well, what are they really saying? I mean, and week after week after week, you're still trying to figure out what the are they talking about? What is it all about?
I don't think it was as confusing when it first started as it is now.
Now
towards the end there, it's coming together.
Jennifer,
you know,
Garner rocks. Yes, she does. I love
her. Yeah,
I love her, too.
I love my girl.
Garner.
She can do action big time. I really love
her. But you know what? Yeah, she can do action good, but she can also really do drama good, too. That's what I like about her. Oh, by the way, you guys, the Dancing in the Stars scoreboard is out. And let me tell you, I'm surprised that Kate did a good job tonight.
Yeah, she did better. She moved a little bit better than she has.
It sounds like she hasn't been very good from what I've been gathering.
No.
She sucked. That's a mild way of saying not very good. She sucked.
And you know.
But tonight she was a little bit better. But then every week she brings her drama onto the show.
I said,
no one cares. I said, no one cares, Kate. She said yes, you know, and she tries to, come, all this with her husband suing for custody and the custody battle.
Oh, really?
And, we got to hear all this freaking drama from her. I said, no one cares.
I told you she was a drama queen.
She is.
Sorry for the kids.
This
has to be put through
all
this
stuff.
Oh, my
God.
You know?
She's
awful.
I can't take her. I can't. I hope she gets booted off, but she probably won't.
Oh, hopefully she will, but, so did you guys hear about Dixie Carter over the weekend?
Yeah, she passed away.
And now they are, you know, at first they were not releasing what she died of, but today they did.
She had cancer.
But
then, does it really matter? I hear people say things. What does it matter? She's dead. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what she died from. She's dead. But everybody wants to know, oh, what did she die from? She died. She's dead. You know. Oh, well.
Okay. I still think, because they said 2 people are supposed to die this season, and I'm trying to figure out who those 2 people will.
What show are you back on? Army Wives?
Army Wives, because you guys were talking about your porno, so.
I don't know.
I'm
are you saying it like that?
What?
The kids are seeing.
Okay. Silly. I say that because when Terry and I are talking, that's what I call it.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely correct. It's porn. It's soft porn, Carly. You hit the nail on the head.
Yes, it's more tastier. It's not like, you know, it's just a little bit tastier, you know.
Oh,
not literally,
God.
But, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
At least I wasn't the one that went to the bathroom and flushed on you.
Oh, my God.
Don't make me laugh anymore. My stomach hurts.
Oh, God, but please don't take the phone into the bathroom when you go for that, please.
Well, one time I was coming out of my school and I was going to the drive-thru to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I put you guys on mute when I was ordering. Mm-hmm. But then when I went to get my food, I unmuted you guys, and you can hear myself in the background eating. I didn't realize it was going to be so loud. Oh, my gosh.
You guys, it's been too quiet for Monday night. It's been too quiet.
I know. How many people are in chat tonight? Because I don't have my computer, which is a shame. But.
Oh, no, we have a couple, but I was referring to someone else. It's been way too quiet for, like, the last 2 times we've been Jay Free, and I'm going to say that.
Oh, Jay! Yeah, where's Jay?
I don't know. You know, last night I watched a movie. I watched the new version of Anne Frank movie last night on PBS Massey Theater. Oh,
mm-hmm.
My God, that was like, it was more into the diary, like, you know, like more of her sexuality, of her real feelings in the
because
she was
in love.
Well, she wasn't sure if she was really in love with him or not, because she had strong feelings for him, but she wasn't sure if she was, you know, if he was like the guy that she, you know, really loved or whatever. But you know, it was like,
who was in it, Terry?
It was actually made by British people, with some British actors. The actress that played Anne, her name was Ellie Cornell. She's a British actress. A lot of them were, all of them were British actors in the movie. And
the
I really
Brits
don't
have
know
taken over.
I know, haven't they? I know,
over.
Really. Look, you got the Tudors on you know, Showtime.
They
TV,
said that's, well,
watched.
I can't get it because that's on Showtime, right? I don't get Showtime.
I've never watched that show.
But they say that it's excellent.
It.
They say it's very good.
Yeah. King Henry VIII was a womanizer, wasn't he?
Oh, he was a real bastard.
Wasn't he?
A real bastard. Mm-hmm.
And he had all, he wanted a son, and he had all his daughters, and he kind of blamed, that's probably why he was beheading all of his wives, because they wouldn't give him a son.
I know,
because
he was pissed because they wouldn't give
him a son. But it's up to him, it's the guy's one that gives, you know, it determines the sex
the
of
sex,
the baby.
Right,
you know?
Right.
That's so funny. So funny.
Oh,
back in those days, of course, they probably didn't know none of that stuff, but, you know.
Yeah, a bunch of idiots back then.
I know. Oh, man. I know a lot of Brits and Australians are taking over,
mm-hmm.
aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Every time, even on these TV shows, in real life, when you hear them in an interview, they actually have an accent.
Yeah, they're either Australian or they're
English.
I said, wow, is it? They're monopolizing.
Or Ireland or something.
Mm-hmm.
Irish, yeah.
Well, you know what I saw on Saturday night? I was watching, trying to figure out what to look at, and I watched Julia and Julia with Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. I mean, it wasn't excellent,
was
but
too.
it was pretty good. It was rather funny. It was, you know, Meryl, she's my favorite actress.
I love her too.
I love her. I mean, there's Meryl and there's everybody else. She is the epitome of, she's like the Joan Crawford, Betty Davis of our era. You know, she does everything. She does drama.
She does comedy.
So good.
Did you see her in Mamma Mia?
You know, now that's the one thing that I've seen a lot of her movies, but that's the one I watched her for 20 minutes.
Actually,
and I don't know. I said, well, Meryl, okay, now she's done musicals now. But I couldn't get into that. I watched it for 20 minutes, but I really couldn't get into it.
I didn't even know she could sing like that.
Me either. I said she can do it all.
I know. She could do it all. I know. And I also like, oh, God, Jessica Lange, too. I've always liked Jessica Lange.
Oh, yeah, she's a good actress.
I like Jodie Foster whenever she's acting.
She has been acting
in a lot of things. That movie, The Accused, with Jodie Foster.
That was so good.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I was happy she won the Oscar for that. And then she won the Oscar for Silence of the Lambs. And that was so weird.
That's one of my favorites.
And it won Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, and
it cleaned up that year. It cleaned up,
didn't they?
Got everything.
I know, that was a freaky movie,
everything.
Though.
My daughter and I saw that because I had read the book, and I said, "There's no way that the book that the movie's going to be as good as the book." Wrong. Yes, it
and
was.
It was.
It was.
I never read the
Very
book.
Excellent.
Yeah. He plays a good Hannibal Lecter, though, doesn't he? Yeah. Oh, man.
But no, Meryl Streep was in a movie this year with Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin, and it was good.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh? Yeah, I forgot about that movie.
What's that?
The one with Meryl Streep, Steve Martin, and Alec Baldwin. That movie that she did in it was really good.
Oh, Alec Baldwin? Well, I love Alec Baldwin, too. Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin. Can't think of that right now.
Oh, man.
Brothers and Sisters. I watched that show one time, never watched it again.
Oh, I love that show. I
say that it's very good.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, tomorrow night, anybody watches Glee, Glee's going to be on tomorrow after American Idol. Thank God. I've been waiting forever for that show to come back on.
What's that?
Glee, that show Glee. I love that show.
Oh, Glee? Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
I'm going to watch Glee on Tuesday night.
Tomorrow night is a tough night for me because Glee's on tomorrow. V's on tomorrow. The Good Wife.
It is so. That is a good show. It's so good.
I have to sacrifice one show for the other because Glee's going to be on at night.
Well, you can always catch it on on the internet. You can go to that channel. That's a good thing.
I'm going to sacrifice the Good Wife to watch V tomorrow because I'm going to DVR V while I'm watching Glee because. I read somewhere that the V's not good. The ratings are going down for that show now, so hopefully it's going to come back.
The ratings are going down.
I read in the ratings that V kind of lost a lot of viewers in the second week it's come back or whatever it's been back.
Wow.
And I read somewhere it's kind of in the. I know it's kind of in the danger zone of not coming back.
Oh,
but I love that. I know.
Every show I love, they cancel.
I know.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I was telling my sister, I said, because, like, when it first came on years ago, it was like this miniseries. Like, I think it lasted for, like, a week or something like that. But this show, I said, oh, it's much, much better. The special effects, the acting.
Oh, you mean are you talking about the one back in 1984 when it was on?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved that one back in 1984. I was
but it isn't as good as this one, though. It's
the same concept, but back in those times, it was really good for that time,
I'm not saying it wasn't.
This is better. Well, yeah, this is better for the effects and everything, and I'm liking the storylines that they have. When they made it into series from 1984, the series didn't last very long. They had the movies, and when they turned it into like a yearly series, it only lasted
a season or something.
Yeah, maybe it's that long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bridget, why are you being so quiet?
I'm just listening.
Just listening, yeah.
You know what? Okay, I'm not staying up at 5:30 anymore. That's it.
I know. I gotta start getting back in the groove of working now. It's like I was so dead tired when I went into work today, and one of the students noticed it. One of the students was so funny. She's like, "You look different," and I was like, "Why? How?" She's like, "You look tired."
Now you know when the kids are telling you that you look tired.
I know. Like
maybe
so
she
funny.
Saw dark circles under your eyes or something.
That's not good.
Oh my god. I mean, I felt like I was a hangover, but without the headache, kind of.
Oh, dude.
You know,
that's what I said.
That's what Carly said to me today. She's like, "You probably feel like you have the hangover without the
headache."
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
You know? I mean,
when I
got up this morning and I knew I had to get up, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is not a nice feeling. I could have slept in for a few more hours, and I had to force myself to get up.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then it's 10:30. You're talking about 10:30 in the morning, you know. I got up.
Well, what time do you have to be in school?
At work, I have to be at work at like 11:30, you know, and everything, and because I work at a high school, you know, with the paraeducators.
Good for you. I mean, what if he had to be there at 8:30 or something like that? You wouldn't have made it.
And I told Kylie, I go, when I work summer school, there is no way I'm going to be going to bed at 3 in the morning. But with me, I'd be going to bed at 1 or 12.
Okay,
and
can I just, 8. Okay,
yeah.
Can I just remind you of this?
What?
When summer comes? Okay.
What
that
about?
You say you're not going to do it and then you will probably.
Because I have to be, if I work summer school, they start at 7 o'clock. So I have to be up at
my gosh.
I'd have to be up at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
7 a.m.?
No way I'd be able. Yeah, 6 o'clock a.m.
No.
There'd be no way I'd get 3 hours sleep and be able to make it at work.
Although when I was working, I used to stay awake sometimes watching TV or something. I still get up on time and be at work early every morning.
I've done that in the past.
You know, That's back in the day.
Yeah, I know.
But,
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, after summer school, that's when your vacation really starts.
What? After summer school, what?
That's when you really have a very.
I know. But you know, when I come to see you, I am never going to get any sleep.
Okay, so.
I'm not going to get any sleep.
Wait, wait. So you're going to blame Tolene, this whole thing on me?
I'm not going to get any sleep. We're going to be up to like 5 or 6 in the morning, and we're going to be zombies. We're gonna be zombies if we're gonna go eat out for dinner. We're gonna be like not even awake eating dinner or something. You know, we're gonna play the slot machines and we're gonna be falling asleep at the machines.
You know what?
But
I cannot wait for you to come. I'm just like, I don't know if I tell everyone. I'm like doing this special countdown now.
And you know what we should do, though? When Liz and Jason get back together, we should have, like, a special show, like, for them.
Oh, we will.
You know,
we will.
Yeah.
We totally will. And, you know, the moment Sam breaks up, we're going to have a special show.
We should have a real big celebration. When's Jake's birthday? It's May 4th, right?
Yep.
What day is May 4th?
Well, your birthday is on a Saturday.
Yeah, May 1st is on a Saturday. That's mine. Say May 1st, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 1, 2, 3, 4, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Hold on.
On a Wednesday. We could have a special for Jake's birthday.
Actually, May 5th is a Wednesday night.
Okay.
But I'm thinking, you know, when they do break up, it's going to be the biggest, lovely breakup, and all of us are going to be really happy.
We should go to the
I hope, you get your wish, Carly. I really
Oh, come on. You know,
I have little faith.
Okay,
I have little faith.
Be optimistic. Come on. We need
I'm
to
sorry.
I can't. Have a little faith in me.
You know what?
Okay.
Have a little faith in me.
It starts the 25th through May something.
Yeah. It starts the 25th of April?
Of April.
Yep, it's the end of April through the first week of May, I think.
No, May
2nd. So why they call it May sweet?
Second week of May.
Oh, well, they said they raised the first 2 weeks of May and in April, too.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
So,
of course, Harley told me on... Huh?
Like every other sweep, it'll bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They haven't had a good sweep since the black and white ball. That was the last
since the Metro Court.
Oh, right, the Metro Court.
I love the Metro Court.
No, but the black and white ball came after that one.
After the Metro Court.
That's what I'm saying. They haven't had a really good one since the black and white ball.
I remember watching all of the Metro Court thing in one sitting because I taped it for 2 weeks. And
that was so good. That was the best. Oh, that was one
yeah,
of the
and
best.
Let me tell you.
So good.
I had about 15 tapes after
oh
I was
God.
Done with that. This is a, you know, so I really love my T-Bow now because, you know, you don't have to
so
keep
funny.
On buying tapes.
Right.
And I bet she never taped over because when I, long time ago, when I had a VCR, I never wanted to tape over anything. I'd go out. I'd go out and buy tapes.
I have a few old VHS tapes too, but I tape because, you know, when I used to work years ago, I used to tape all the soaps, and that time it was all ABC soaps, right after the other night to come home, chill out, and cook dinner. I told my family, I'll see you maybe sometime tonight, but I had to go ahead and watch my show.
Yeah, I know.
That's when all the shows were good then, back in the day. I used to look at all of them.
And it's a shame we don't feel that way about them anymore, like with our DVRs.
Nope.
It's a shame that we had to take them off of our DVR schedule or whatever. But actually, General Hospital's kind of back on my DVR schedule, but just tentatively, though, it depends on how things go after this storyline with Christina and everything, and even Dante and Sunny. You know, I'm not going to be... I mean, I have faith, you know, but I'm still going to be on the fence with... You know, I won't really believe it until I see it on my screen that Jason and Sam are breaking up. And
you know
what
I was...
When Liz and Jason start having scenes together, like, a lot more, then I will really start really tuning back in because that would be a sign that they're going to be going in that direction.
Okay, I know this sounds probably the weirdest thing I've ever said, but I kept rewinding when Kiefer was getting one of them. I don't know why. I kept rewinding that
and playing it back.
And I'm like,
you know that?
What?
You're so weird. I'm kidding.
Okay. If you want to sell my real crap, then why don't we go to you?
My dog's like right in my face. Come on, Buster, get out of my face.
Oh my God.
Stop. What's the matter? No, I don't want to kiss. No.
Don't do that.
You get too many kisses from me. I don't want any more. No.
Aw, what kind of dog you got again? I know you told me.
It's a lab mix, right? It's a
lab
mix. He went out of my room, I think, because my door's closed, and he's trying to get me to get up from
trying
my bed and open the door. But I'm too lazy right now, and it's just, like, 2 feet away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You must show him love.
I show him love a lot, but sometimes he, like, when I least expect it, he'll come right in my face.
because they are just like children. Because my daughter, she has a little dog, you know, she's so cute. I just love Jazzy, and she's just like a child, you know, and she gets like a little jealous sometimes because I tell you, Tracy has a baby, you know, my grandchild is 14 months old. I mean, Jazzy loves her, but she feels like the baby's taking some attention away from her. So when we start playing with the baby, she'll come over and she'll jump up on us or something, trying to say, "Hey, what about me? Don't forget about me."
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was your number one at one time. You know, but
I told
Tracy, always give her love, give her the love, give her a hug, give her kisses. So
my dog runs the house.
She does.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, she is the queen of the household. She owns
go.
Every part of this house.
Oh, that is funny.
That's funny. Yeah.
Dogs are
yeah.
so sweet. They are so, they're just so good to you.
She has
loyal.
Her side of the bed.
I know, you told me she has her own little pillow.
Cover with me.
Aww.
Her head sleeps on one pillow, I sleep on the other, and she cuddles all night.
Aww.
Who needs a man when you got a dog?
that's very true. Maybe I should go out and find me a dog. Nah. I don't want a dog. I don't need a dog.
Well, yesterday we had the open house adoption for my niece. They adopted her, even though she's 17 now. They've been with them for like 5 or 6 years, but yesterday was the adoption party.
Oh.
And my little nephew, who's 2, who I call Monkey, and he totally is a monkey. I go, can I have a hug and kiss? He goes, "Sue." So he gives me one. And then my little nephew, Eli, who's only like a year and a half older than him, I go, "Can I have a kiss too?" He goes, "No, you can't. I'm on the way." So by now I love Monkey because Monkey never turned me down.
Aww.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
Tail.
What?
Well, when you come, we are probably going to have to take Sophie shopping.
Well, that's typical of you to tell that stuff, you know?
She's 5 going on 6.
Yeah.
But she's really 5 going on 15, I swear.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say that.
She told me
so old these days. They're so old acting.
Well, yeah, but she started singing her clothes yesterday. I go, "Why would you do that?" She goes, "Well, I need to get another clothes on to look my best. But so if you were wearing a dress."
Huh?
And she goes, "Well," and then she puts it in the laundry basket, and, you know, my grandma goes over and helps with the laundry. And my grandma looked at Sophie and goes, "I thought we talked about this laundry thing. I thought you were going to do it, like, after you wore it a couple of days." And Sophie goes, "I only wore it for a couple of hours, Grandma. It's fine."
That's funny.
Yeah, well, I had that yesterday, but I went to the casino. And that was fun.
You went to the casino?
Yeah. We.
You're a gambler, Carly?
Oh, no.
Are you a gambler?
No,
and she'll call me from there, and all of a sudden, all these slot machines in the background, you know, and then
it's Carly.
But the funny thing is, when I call her, I don't know where then I saw Winnie Mo. So I know I just pick up the phone and call Terry, and then.
Oh, well, she's your good luck charm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you definitely got to take her when she comes to visit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we are going everywhere. And by the way, we will still be doing it. So when she comes here, and that will be a little weird, I think.
Oh.
And she can't find this bottle of wine. She hasn't been able to find it for the longest time. And I told her, I bet you when I go there, I'll be able to look for it in an instant or something. Well, not an instant, but I bet you I'll be able to find it. So she's probably just not finding it on purpose now. So I could
probably... gave up looking.
It must have not gone very far for you not to be able to find it.
But you know what, Mama, I told you I had to hide it from Grandma because Grandma has this.
You must have been really drunk too when you hit it.
Let's not talk about that, please. Yeah, I think I was, but I, yeah.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
Well, remember what that girl said to you about you being drunk?
Oh, yes. Today at Scott Work, one of that same student that asked me, I look different. She asked me, I was helping her with her work and all that, walking around the car. She's like, do you cuss? And I'm like,
do you cuss?
Yes, I do cuss. I'm like, yes, I do. I cuss with certain friends a lot, you know, like quite a few times or whatever. And then she goes, do you get drunk? I go, I've got
drunk.
Goodness. And I go, well, when I get drunk, I like laugh a lot. And she's like, yeah, I could picture you just laughing a lot. And then I go, well, what about you, Crystal? Her name's Crystal. And I go, well, how are you? Well, she's only like 14. And I go, I bet you if you were to get drunk, I would listen to me talk to her, you know, like that. And I go, I bet you you probably just passed out. She's like, what does that mean, like falling asleep? I'm like, yeah, that kind of means like you're falling asleep, totally passed out drunk and everything. And I was, she's so funny. She cracks me up. You know, she's just a cute little, she's a freshman, and she's so easily to be teased by the students,
yeah,
too. She's just, everybody loves teasing her, especially the boys, you know, because she's just so, she, it's like, it's nice to get a reaction out of her. It's funny to get a reaction out of her, and, you know, and she's just so funny. I could just see her at home. And she's got two sisters, and I think one of the sisters, they look so much alike. I haven't met her, but they look so alike. So funny. I don't know where that came up when she asked me that for. She just out of the blue asked me, like, do you cuss and do you get drunk? I was like, what the heck? I was thinking, what
is she writing a book?
I know, really. I know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then she'll start talking and she'll, like, give me the hand. I'm like, Crystal, you need to stop. She'll, like, give me the hand. I'm like, wait a minute, Crystal. You need to get your work done here. You know? It's so funny. Oh, my God.
Okay, we have 3 minutes, but we will probably go over time.
This became a chatty show, not like a show on television.
I know.
Tonight.
Okay.
It's not
next
a show in chat room, you know, became a, you know, another type of a show or something.
Well, you know, did you eat Easter Bunny yet?
Yes, I did. It's all gone. I ate the rest of it. There was a little bit piece in the refrigerator. I ate the rest of it last night.
That,
yeah.
You know, I took on you the bigger one.
Yeah, I probably would have been so fat. Felt so fat eating that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she blamed me on making her gain weight.
Why? What
no,
did you just go over there and cook some
it
rich?
Help when I get... doesn't help when I get candies in the mail, and I love every day I've been eating sweets, and I kind of tell Carly this that I have these cravings for like chocolate or whatever, and I like to be at Walmart and I'll be looking at the Kit Kat bars or whatever, and then one day she said she sent me a package in the mail, and I get the package like a couple days later. And inside it's like 6 Kit Kat bars and like
oh my god,
what do I mean?
I was like, and then I had my family, my nieces were like, can I have one or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, you can have a couple or whatever. Well, I mean,
you know,
like
yeah,
packet,
well,
not, yeah.
Yeah, but how can you say no to chocolate? I mean,
I
those people that are allergic to chocolate, I feel really
sorry. I don't get it. I know. I feel sorry for them, too.
Bridget, are you falling asleep on us?
Hell no, why would I do that?
Oh, well, because someone needs to take the place of Talia. Tilly.
No.
Yeah, well, we talked to the other day, Tilly and I, and
she added me on her Facebook.
Oh, she
yes.
did? Yeah. I know, all of a sudden I'm on my Facebook, and I get a little message, and I am from her, or whatever you call it, PM from her, I am, and we were, like, kind of chatting over on the Facebook, which was kind of, it was just kind of funny. Because I had to ask
somebody something. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but if I don't say it now, I know that I'm going to forget. Carly, could you send me that link to that Hands and Hearts or Hearts and Hands?
Yeah,
just send me the link for it, please, because I wrote it down somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, it's in my notes somewhere, but yeah, I can. That's what I was going to tell everyone. The road to nowhere, people are not happy with it.
No, they're not. And I go to it, and there's not too many people in the section. Then
yeah,
I go to the rant. I go to the rant thread, and
but you know, it's RTN's fault in the first place for start. They didn't go through the rules. People were dissing other people, talking
right.
about other couples.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Tired of dissing everybody else and telling them we're not a liaison fan if we are talking. You know, they all brought it on themselves.
Yeah.
Now that's. I don't know.
It seems like all these message boards. After a while, they get the same different day happens to all of them. You know, they all start out great and
yeah.
they have the rules
and the
people are abiding, and then all of a sudden because
they kept shut people's accounts off.
That's what happened to me.
They kept getting banned. Well,
that's your
own damn fault for banning people for no freaking reason in the first place.
Sounds like the canvas. I got banned from the canvas, and I don't even know why.
You know what? I got banned from Road to Nowhere.
Oh, you did? Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
Because I'm not positive 100%.
Nobody's been positive 100% on that stuff on Road to Nowhere. That's the canvas where I went on the canvas and I said something how I was so upset that Jason and Liz weren't together and I really went, you know, I was kind of being a downer and they totally took that back. They totally took that off right away.
I commented on something again
and they gave me a warning, you know, if you read the rules, if you're talking negatively or whatever, we're going to ban you.
Wait, you know what, and that's my problem.
Well, I don't know, because I guess I would be banned, too, because I do talk sort of negative. I mean, but that's what it's all about. It doesn't say you aren't a fan of the couple. It say that you're a fan, but you're unhappy with what they're storyline is at the time.
And they
go into a stupid meltdown over stupid spoilers. It is ridiculous. Every spoiler that comes out, they have a freaking meltdown.
I know.
It's like, grow up, ladies.
And you know what, and then you think about half of the spoilers that came out are not... Well, we never saw the light of day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or promos. There's a promo out of J-Tank and Carjacks and them on Soapnet. They had a frickin' meltdown over that, too. I'm like, you guys, get over
it. You know.
Like, why are you worried over stupid promos? They are just trying to get people worked up for nothing.
And you know,
I know I'm upset with General Hospital, but I mean, I'll go in and listen and read the spoilers and what's happening. I mean, I don't take it too personal. I'll just go in the rat room and just rant about it or something, you know, or whatever. I mean, I don't.
You need to remember, it's a show. It's a show.
Exactly. And you know what? Some of the spoilers that we
happen,
yeah.
they're going to. It is what it is. We can't.
Yeah.
We're not the boss.
You know, and some
bullshit.
Yeah, and some of the spoilers that came out, that like last week, Xenia Hospital was dark. And
only 10 days ahead anyway, so nobody really knows anything.
I know. And you know what? Spoilers that are down like back in the summer, how are they getting information that long in advance? And
exactly.
Does it make any sense? Like you said, it's only 10 days, they're only sending in 10 days. The scripts could change like that. Even the actors don't know what they get until they get it, you know?
Right.
So it's funny. It's like really
funny. It's funny that they just went after Bradford and Jason Cook the other day and a bunch of other ones. And I'm like, wait a moment. Why are you doing this? I mean, and you're doing this on a date, I mean, on a liaison boat. You're not doing this like in the zone boat that I cannot stand. That is so hypocritical.
Yeah. And I said, I think they're doing the Bradford spoilers because they know Carly loves him, but they're doing it. I'm kidding.
I had read that. I said, oh, I'm not even going to mention that. Carly will have a meltdown.
I mentioned it for her anyways on the phone.
Yeah, but both of us, you know, really, not bad, but, you know, we say funny things.
And I think he got married this weekend, didn't he?
Okay, what did we discuss about bringing that
up? What happened? Who got
married this weekend?
Bradford Anderson got married to his girlfriend.
Oh, he got married. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
And
Carly's
nice.
Heartbroken.
Carly, what happened to your invitation in the mail? You didn't get it, huh?
That's what I was going to tell everyone. I was on Twitter, and guess who tweeted me back?
Laura Wright.
When you only knew that. I was saying guess to Bridget and Julie. You only knew that.
Let me guess, Laura Wright.
Laura
Wright?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And how is Laura doing these days?
Well, see, they told me because I mentioned how much I'm loving her and Jason and Lulu and Carly and goes, well, we have a lot of scenes like that coming up.
Oh, God. She has more scenes on than anybody. I'm sick of Carly and Jason. And I love Laura Wright. I love Laura Wright. I think she's a fantastic actress. But she's just, between her and Sonny, I mean, Jason,
They should call it the Saison Show or something.
Oh my God, that is funny.
And
you know what? I don't know what's going on with the whole Drew campaign, but I guess they are still fighting.
They can
That
young man's gone on to better things. He's not coming back on the show.
Yeah, he's not coming back. I mean, they've already got the other guys already probably filming. I've seen media pits of the new Michael.
He starts like what next week, doesn't he? The new kid. They're going to beat a dead horse. He's gone.
People feel they got to do, and you know they got to.
I mean,
do something
that's
positive,
what happens all the
like,
time in soap. That's what happens all the time in soap. You get somebody in there that's been on there for a year, and then they recast him with somebody else that with storyline reasons. Maybe they're taking Michael in a new direction, and that's what happened with Maxie Jones with Robin Richards. They wanted to take Maxie in a new direction, so they cast her with another Maxie before Kirsten Thomas came in there with somebody before her too. Can't remember what her name is.
Wait, really?
Yeah. She was that actress who had the crush on Lucky. I forgot there was somebody before Maxie.
Oh my God, Donna Stewart, who went over to play Passion Love to play Maxie.
Oh, Donica Stewart. Yeah, her name is Donica Stewart. Yeah, she's the one that had the crush on Lucky. I keep forgetting that Maxie had a crush on Lucky back when she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh yeah, she always liked Lucky.
Mhm.
Yeah, I was kind of glad they kind of went there. I mean, I was kind of hoping that they were going to go there, and they did. And it was good for both
the fact that I wanted them to go there and for our couple, you know?
Jonathan Jackson and what's his name? Kirsten Storm. I'm sorry. Jonathan Jackson. He doesn't have that kind of chemistry with any woman on the show.
No, yeah, well, no,
yeah,
he doesn't.
I know, huh?
Well,
he doesn't.
Mia,
he's just so.
It's, you know, to me, he's always going to be the lucky of a kid. He's
extremely boring as a romantic.
I know.
You know, he's very boring.
I know. I mean,
yeah. But in May, it's going to be really, I mean, not really selling date, but it's going to be sort of selling date because Melissa Weaves and a bunch of people. This film, though,
Misty went on her Twitter. Even Scott Reeves went on the Twitter saying that Misty started, on taping. Misty Reeves, Melissa Reeves, Scott Reeves' wife, began taping Days of Our Lives for the funeral of Alice Horton and everything.
Who
else is all coming back?
Well,
I know
everyone, Carrie and Michael coming.
Oh,
Zenith
really?
Is coming. Melissa's coming.
Melissa's coming.
Yes,
okay.
Melissa's coming back. Marie, it looks like Marie's coming back.
Okay. Too bad Mickey couldn't come back.
I keep thinking that, too. I'm like, stupid people. If EJ doesn't get his... What's coming to him soon? I'm going to scream.
I don't know. Sammy better freaking keep her guard up with EJ. She's got her guard down right now with him thinking that he's changed. But you can't change. You can't change the lot. How that saying goes? The spots on the lion or whatever, tiger spots or something.
And the thing is, he has played her this way before.
I know.
He's played on her sympathies. He's played on her stuff, and she still hasn't gotten a clue.
She still won't get it.
Love.
I know. She's stupid.
Once you get that Nicole that I liked with EJ, she knew his game.
Yeah.
I sort of like them together, too.
I still do like EJ and Nicole. If they were to go there again, I would love it, but because they're both two peas in a pod. You know, and even Nicole told EJ, I'm going to find out what you're hiding. So I think it's going to be Nicole eventually will find out. Even though Stefano knows what's going on, of course, he's not going to say anything, you know, to anybody. But I think Nicole's going to be the one to get out and tell.
I thought he was supposed to kill somebody. I saw a promo where he was stabbing somebody or something.
Yeah, we don't know. It was a gun. I entered back, I believe, on whose side.
Oh, gun or a knife or something.
But wasn't it Anna's dream on the plane? That's what it was.
Oh, maybe.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Okay.
I just want to soap off the center for a moment. Don't know why. And they have the Yankees. A word from last year?
Oh, my Yankees. That's my team. I wear my little
Yankees. No, it's called the Dinkies. But it's the Savoy's
Yankees. I thought you said the Yankees. Oh, the Yankees.
Okay.
Oh, for the football.
Okay, you know what? I have a little... Oh, my God, now I'm really going to throw up.
Oh, gosh, what?
Okay, I'm seeing lead actor kill the Luke Spencer. Our leading actress is Kelly Monaco.
Kelly Monaco?
Are the Dinky Awards kind of like the Razzle Awards or what?
Yep.
Or no?
Okay, and our supporting actress between Lulu Elizabeth, Olivia Maxi wins. Okay. That doesn't make sense.
I don't know what the Dinky Awards are, so I really don't know what you're talking about. What kind of awards are they, though?
Okay. Okay,
like,
and you know, Bruce,
like,
you're gonna
actress in daytime awards or because the Razzle Awards are like for the Academy, like for the movie stars, like the worst.
Okay,
the worst ones, yeah.
The worst
okay,
ones. Yeah.
Yeah, get this, my attractive female star. Now, Rebecca, this is what I don't believe. Rebecca has got 25%. Kelly Marango got 43%.
Oh, she is not even, there is no comparison between Kelly Marango and Rebecca. Rebecca is just, her beauty is classic.
Okay, okay.
You
okay,
know,
favorite
kill
still. Don't you want to miss Spinelli? Okay. I don't agree with that. And the least favorite character was Rebecca Saw.
Oh, yeah. I never liked Rebecca. I don't know why they even decided to bring Natalia back. They should have just kept her as Emily if they were going to bring her back a year later to play her twin sister.
But you know what? In a way, Dante and Liver won. Well, Fable on the on-screen duo against Jason, so I'm kind of happy with that.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, I still can't
oh, and
that.
You guys, James Franco won for Elsie's special guest of recording role, okay. Yeah, okay.
He won for what?
For, like, you know, special guest, though. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, but come on, that's crazy.
You know who I thought was one of the best guest star? What's that guy from The Sopranos? I thought he was hysterical.
Oh, we
do.
James Gandolfini.
Max is, yeah.
Oh,
no, not James Gandolfini.
Yeah,
he played Max's dad.
Yeah,
remember,
that's
he
right.
played Max's
yeah.
dad.
Oh,
he
I know who you're talking
good.
About, yeah.
Yeah,
that
to me
good.
He was more
yeah.
entertaining than James Franco. To me,
I
yeah,
I was too. Yeah, they should have brought. That would have been if they would have been good if James Gandolfini would have.
I thought they were going to bring him back too. But
I know
I guess
that would have been good chemistry, like two mob
mm-hmm.
bosses together. You know,
yeah,
that would have been
and
so funny.
And he could show them how it's really done. You know.
I know. Huh?
This is the way you
James
play a mom.
Yeah. He was married and had a family, even though they were dysfunctional, but they were
yes,
still a family.
Yes, they were dysfunctional. But he had
mom,
a family,
mom
exactly.
People in real life,
they
mom,
have families.
In real life
they
had
have
a family.
Family.
They had families, and they were able to stay together for a long time. I mean, come on, that's reality, folks. I mean, the mobs can have family, too, you know?
I don't know why Guza persists on writing Jason like that. I mean, as this.
Oh,
this
you guys?
The adventure guy.
What?
Yeah?
No, I'm just, I was reading on who's coming back for the funeral. And it's Lucas, Kayla, Kimberly, Jennifer, Melissa, Marie, Carey, and Mike. No, Austin.
Austin
oh,
here?
Austin? Mm-hmm.
Maybe Kelly and Mike are back together.
Is Austin Peck coming back to Austin?
No. Nope.
Who's going to be playing Austin? Is it going to be the original Austin?
No one. No one's Austin not coming back.
Oh, he's not coming back. Oh,
no,
okay.
But Lucas, Mike, Jennifer, Melissa, Kayla, Kimberly, and, oh, God, Kimberly's ex-husband, who played on the nanny,
Shane,
was
Shane
yeah.
Donovan, yeah.
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 Brendan, you still here? We haven't lost you.
Yep.
Is Melissa Reeves, is she only coming back for that, or what?
Well, that's all they are saying right now, but I'm just having this feeling if they were offered something, I think she would take it.
Do you think so? Maybe, hopefully, General Hospital could offer something, and she could start opposite her husband on GH, since he's got nobody on the show right now to be paired with.
Mm-hmm.
And they better not pair him with, like, if they were to pair him with somebody, I don't know, who would you want to see him with on Jenna Hospital?
Nobody.
No
one. Nobody on this show.
Really?
Who else?
Who?
Now you're talking about the Liz's brother, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
who?
Character. You know,
well,
okay.
not Lulu, not
no.
Well, he was with Carly when it was played by somebody else back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, he was.
I'm seeing him with Carly for a
me,
little bit.
Me either. Me either.
I thought Carly was going to get together with, what's his name, from Guiding Light, whether, you know,
no.
Or a couple.
No.
Oh, they're not?
I hope they don't go anywhere
no,
with that.
No, baby,
I mean,
I'm not going
they
there.
Have, they have good chemistry, though. They had good chemistry.
Yeah, but I think, you know, ZH had learned their lesson about trying to pair up couples from other soaps to General Hospital because they never work.
Oh, okay.
Stephen Caleb never worked. If Stephen Caleb was both on Having a Romance, there was no chemistry. Kristen Stone and Jason Cook never worked.
And then, and even on Days of Our Lives, even Brady and Ariana right now, I mean, come on.
I know.
I don't really like them together. I don't
do
like
you?
Them together.
Do you?
No.
I mean,
I like Brady and
Ariana.
No, I don't like Brady and Ariana.
Do you like Brady and Nicole?
Yes,
do you
I
like
Brady and
okay.
Nicole.
Oh, you like Brady and Nicole? Yeah, I love Brady and Nicole. It's Bridget that doesn't like Brady and Nicole, right? Or is it you like Brady and Ariana, right, Bridget?
Bridget?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't care.
Are you the one that likes Brady and Ariana together in Days of Our Life?
I like them together, but
yeah. I guess it's because, like I said, like Shirley, I guess I don't like Brady and Ariana because of the fact they were both on Passions together, and I don't want to.
Oh, well,
see
I don't know because I never watched Passions.
Yeah.
That's not why I don't like them together.
Oh.
I just don't really care for them together. I prefer, you know,
Brady and Nicole because
Brady and Nicole
were together way before. I like what Chloe said to Brady to Nicole today because Chloe was the other woman back in the day when she was trying to get in with Brady. That was so funny. That back when. Her husband
Brady. And Chloe goes, yes, I know you did horrible things to me. And Nicole goes, but you forgave me.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny to see them really good friends now once you did
I wasn't watching that back in the day. I wasn't watching it then. So.
I think why I like them together now is because with all the crap that Nicole's done, he still loves her and he still cares for her. She could do because she's done so much terrible things and he still goes to her to help her.
I mean,
look at what he did with her when she with the kidnapping or not the kidnapping but when she switched the babies. He still kind of forgave her and
That's sort of like Carly and Jason, although Jason is not in love with Carly, but that's the same thing, no matter what she does. He's always there for her and vice versa.
And Brady just knows that she's just had a troubled past. She didn't have a very good childhood, and she's just somebody that's just looking to be loved. And Brady.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, Brady still loves her.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Brady still loves her. And even though he's not going to admit it to himself, he does love her, you know? And Ariana, there's something about her that just doesn't fit right with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Nicole's gonna try to figure something out is wrong with her. She's just too sweet. She seems too sweet or something. So there's gonna be something that she's gonna pull, you know, that Nicole's gonna find out about her and just blow it out of the water because she.
I don't even think she's sweet, Sarah. You know, she's been around the block a few times. She's no angel.
Isn't Ariana a cop?
She was in jail. No, she wasn't a cop. She used to do drugs. And I think what happened in order for her to get out of jail, I think she, you know. She volunteered, or anyway, this is what I'm saying, you know. I think she volunteered to help the cops, you know, catch this, drug ring. You know, that's how she got. That's how come she got it.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know.
She's not so sweet.
No, no, she's
okay.
not a little. No, she's not a little sweetie, little dimple darling. No, she's not that.
You know, in real life, she's married to Justin Hartley. He's on Smallville. He's played Fox on Passions.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, he's a really cute guy too. He's like so cute, and I just every time I watch it, I think of, you know, Fox and Teresa on Passions, because I was a Fox and Teresa fan, you know. And
yeah, I never watched that crazy ass show.
I know. It turned out it was good in the beginning of the show, but towards like the middle and the end of the show, it just got crazy.
Got kind of crazy.
You know, it got kind of crazy. I mean, witches and, you know, devil or whatever,
geez.
Something, you know. It's so funny, so crazy. Mm.
I mean, that show was good. I never watched it.
And then the couple that I was rooting for like 7 years, they never put them together. I mean, she turned out that was Luis and Sheridan was my favorite couple on that show. That's one of the reasons why I watched the show. I mean, they were like soulmates, and they had this push and pull thing. They would write them as not together, and then they were longing for each other. And they, you know, she got amnesia. She couldn't remember who Luis was, and then she kind of fell for this other guy who turned out to be his long lost brother, and his long lost brother fell for her, and they were kind of they were apart because of him, and then. She got pregnant with, I think, Luis's baby, and they weren't sure if it was his child or not. And for years and years, they were never really together. And then
it sounds
I guess
just
she
like
went
a soap opera,
Tara. She went on maternity leave, and then this other girl came back. They hired this other actress to play like her cousin or sister or something. And then he fell in love with her. Luis fell in love with her, and they became a really popular couple.
And
then they made Sheridan evil. They turned her, like, evil. And I was like, this is so crazy. So we never got Luis and Sheridan. At the very end of the show, when they ended it, it was Fancy and Luis that got married and lived happily ever after. And throughout the years, they made Sheridan and Luis, like, soulmates. Like, they had past lives together, and they were supposed to be together. But it never turned out that way. Pissed me off, man. So I stopped watching it when I knew they were going in the direction like that.
I'm probably going to get really flack for this, but I just saw Bradford Anderson's new wife.
Oh, yeah?
That's your own fault for doing that.
I'm gonna be nice and
now, Carly. You know, sometimes it's what you don't say.
I know, but you're
not.
Me.
I think you're being a little petty.
Hey, okay, Till.
Yes.
When you get
the
internet back, I send you the pixel.
I know, I hate being without my, at least
I know.
My computer was being fixed. I had my desktop to fall back on, but none of it worked, so I can't have my desktop to fall back on, you know, and I have to go without. So I'm kind of like, you know, with
alcohol. Now, what did people do before the computers?
Okay,
I know, I remember, just like with cell phones, I remember a time when there was no cell phones and we did just fine.
I don't have a cell phone. I don't have a cell phone.
No, with a laptop. What would I do without a laptop? You know, I mean, I could go without my desktop for a while because when I didn't have a laptop, I wasn't on my desktop as much as I am on my laptop because I can't have my desktop sitting on my lap, you know, and so. And it's like, I'm just going through withdrawal right now without my computer time, you know? And my computer time's a lot of time.
Well, I know.
Oh, man. And I can't do my homework or do research for my homework or anything. Yeah, I know.
See, the thing is, I know we went through a time having no computer, the no Elena, but that seems so foreign to me.
It's so hard. Just like VCRs and DVRs. But there was a time when we had VCRs, and those were fucking... I'm sorry. Those were a nightmare. Sometimes I would get stuck. I would hear it, like, spinning in the thing, and it would get stuck in the TV, in the VCR.
Oh, wow.
And I'd be pulling it out, and it'd be coming out, like, stringing out. I'd be, like, coming out off. And I'd have to go with the little, you know, with the
rewind it.
And I could hear it, and then I'd go back. Because I reused it, I guess it's because I kept reusing it and reusing it.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, taping over and over and over and over.
I hear it making a funny noise. You know, my VCR, I'm like, oh, shoot, what's happening?
Those were the days, yeah.
One time, one got stuck in there. I couldn't get it out for the life of me. So my dad, I had to get my dad, and he undid, he unscrewed everything, and he got it out for me and everything. And I was like, because... that was the only VCR I had. It's not like I could go the next day and purchase another VCR or whatever. You know, it was like burning the hole in the tape or something. You know,
wow.
And it's like I'm. You know, now you don't have to worry about none of that stuff.
Yeah, I
asked you
my VCR book. I said, you know what? I'm getting a TiVo. I hate this.
And she was taping Liz and Jason too. They're so hot that they burned a.
They broke the
whole VCR. Yeah, it was like one of the days of like right after the Metro code or whatever, and the damn thing broke. And I tried to get the tape out to rewind it and then put it in my other VCR. Well, it would not do it, and I got really, really mad at it. And I wanted to like break it. I got that mad, and then I'm like, okay, you need to walk away from this.
That's telling you that Liz and Jason are such a powerful couple that they were able to break your VCR.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
That sounds good to me. We should go on we should go on Twitter and say, you know, Jason, they're so powerful that they're able to break.
Let me tell you what happened to Carly's VCR.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Brenda, do you have VCRs or do you have... Do you TiVo?
I've got DVD and VCR.
Yeah, me too. I got
I
both.
Do
I got
too.
The dual.
Yeah, in fact, I have it in one. You know, it's one side is the VCR and the other side is the DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Mm. I don't even use them. I just my VCR.
I hardly use them.
Last
them
me
once
a long
in a while,
time.
when I rent movies, you know. But,
I know because I remember I think it's because you used to, back in the day, you used the VCR so much, taping all these shows, soap operas or night shows that wore out the VCR. I mean, you know, I'd go buy a VCR, it wouldn't last me but like a few years, you know, I had to go buy a new one or something. And then next thing you know, they're phasing out the VHS. I had no other choice but to go buy a
You have
a
to buy
one.
A DVD.
I
have all these tapes, though. I have all these VHS tapes, you know.
But
well,
now they
have tapes.
Players you can video record on now. So
Yeah, that's
you could go to Walmart for $5 and buy the old, you buy the list of your VHS tapes, what you got the titles, and you could go buy them at Walmart. Or something. That's what I started doing, like Top Gun or something.
Yeah.
With Top Gun or like the you know, like an Officer and a Gentleman or something.
Yeah,
I found
them
at Walmart.
They always have like $5 sales on them.
They are very good about that. Yeah, $5.
I love that movie, An Officer and a Gentleman. I love that movie.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite Richard Gere movies.
It is one of my favorite endings. You know, like you have,
know.
You know, endings.
Oh, isn't it?
That's one of
I
my
know.
Favorite endings.
That's one of
that
my favorite
endings.
That
and, see, what's
I
another
to...
good ending? Oh, what's that movie?
And the song, you know, in the background playing as he's lifting
Yeah, that
her
was
up.
So good, and they walked out of that. To me, that was one of the best endings. I like
I
that.
Know.
I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll see Jason and Elizabeth.
That's what I was just going to say.
Beautiful
I would love
ending.
Jason coming into Liz's work, lifting her up, taking her back to her house and starting their family that they
necessarily want to
get the biggest rumor of the weekend, though, of the past 2 weeks.
What?
Zayton is the father of Linda's baby.
You know what? I want to believe it so bad, but that's hard to believe because how are they going to, they'd have to write it where
she's dreaming or something.
Yeah.
You know what?
Here we go back to the dreaming.
I keep thinking, okay, all of this crap started right before the convo and right after the Sam raped Zayton. This is where all the crap started.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, I still think they did not have her held hostage. I still think they are working together.
Well,
there's also a spoiler out about Sam and Skye.
What is that about? What kind of conversation is supposed to have or something?
I don't know, but there's something to do with Sam and Skye are involved about something. I don't know.
Maybe they're involved
with
each other. Maybe Sam and Skye are gay.
Okay.
I mean, hey.
We already know Salmonella's gay, period.
If they're really changing, if they're really doing a whole, what you said, Carly, they're really turning things around, they're really going to have to really be creative because it's a whole mess.
Well, you know what?
These writers are not creative, girls. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they need to bring back the writers they had.
They got a new head writer.
They do?
What happened to Bob Guza? You mean they got rid of Guza?
One of the writers that was writing for Jason Elizabeth when the strike was going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now,
really?
he was good. I thought he wrote some pretty good stuff for them.
Really? So do you think maybe he's going to write for Jason and Liz?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that would be so good. He wrote for Jason and Liz when the strike was going on?
Yeah. He was one of the writers when the strike was going on.
Oh my God. Okay. I didn't know that. I don't know if Carly.
So when did they hire? Oh no. Well, he's been on the show. He's been on the show, or was
they
he just one of the
promoted
him
to head writer or something? Or really?
Well,
what's his name, Carly?
I forgot what his name is, but I read it a couple of places, and he was the one that was there during the strike.
Oh, so he was one of the scab writers during the strike.
Yeah,
right?
One of the scabbies. Mm-hmm.
And he was the one that writing them meeting in secret at the house and the steakhouse.
Probably.
Right, or what?
Yeah, because Guza came back and he didn't like the way that they were writing them or something.
Maybe the sounds are speaking. I didn't know that. I think, Kyle, you might have said that to me, but I don't remember because you know how I've been kind of distracted doing other work on the computer, so I probably didn't hear you saying that. But okay, well, how long has he been writing for it, though?
He just started.
Oh, I was getting ready to say he hasn't done very much because
they haven't been around very long. It's been maybe not even a month.
Okay, so but I wonder if his writing's already on the wall or on the show, like what he's been writing for.
I mean, did they hire him to specifically write for Jason and Elizabeth, or they just hired him to
write? I think.
But they are saying
they are cleaning house in May.
Well, they got to start with the management then.
Otherwise,
nothing else is going to work.
It's not going to change.
Was it Bob Guza? Who was the head writer with Bob Guza back in the day? Charles Pratt? Or no, who was it? Charles Pratt, right?
So is Pratt did not going back because
they fired him from Children,
huh? You know, and it's so funny that... They fired him for what song was making him white. That's just...
Isn't that fun? They need to fire Bob Gooch for making for what Franz is doing.
Yeah.
Franz is putting a freaking gun to Gooch's head. You write for Sam and Jason, or you lose
really?
Your job or something.
Really?
I mean, I feel
no.
like...
But you know
Gooch
what?
Is...
You know what? When it comes down from the pike and somebody has to pay the piper... It'll be Bob Guza before it'll be Brian.
He'll be the scapegoat. He'll be under the bus like everybody
Guza,
else.
Yeah.
Right. And when Guza leaves, you know, there goes Steve. There goes Mo. Because they both love him. They think he's some kind of a writing god.
Well,
because
he is mob and angst. He is not a love writer. He's an angst and mob writer. And that's all he loves.
Well, who's the one that started writing for Liz and Jason in the first place? Who started writing for them?
Gusa. That
oh,
was how
he was writing. Well, he must have been really back
I
in
mean,
the
I mean, why
he
did he
been...
give them a child? You know, I think that's I just
know.
Came back. Why?
I don't get that either.
What was the point? What was
were
the point?
Were they trying just to give us, like, they were trying just to give us what we wanted, you know, something. They're probably just. He's trying to go, we'll give them a love child, and that'll be it. We don't need anything else.
He gives them a child. You don't hardly see the child.
I know.
You know.
I know. And there is more story with this. And I think Steve Burton, I read somewhere that Steve Burton even went to the writers, went to the people, say, if you're gonna make Jake my child or Jason's child, and you better not change the paternity because I don't want them to Jason to be mine.
Right.
And
right,
he was so
right.
He put his down. He put his foot down for that.
Well,
he
you
did
know what?
Want them
but
to do
you
that.
Know what? It makes me think that even Steve and Mo doesn't have a voice right now because Mo was really upset about Doolittle. He made it known.
You know what? I can't believe they don't have a little bit of say in what's going on with their story because they're the ones that has to go in and out.
Well,
stories.
You know
if
what?
They don't have a good story.
The only one that has.
The thing is, that's what about all these contract negotiations are about, what they want.
Yeah. Isn't it?
And then they go back on their word because didn't Mo want to be with Kate and then they killed them.
Oh, that's right. Because
that's what he went in with his negotiations. He wanted to be paired up with Kate, and they screwed that up.
You know what? But I think, you know.
But then Kelly got what she wanted.
Yep. She screamed and cried, I'm just nobody without Jason.
I know.
She's pulling Jason's ass.
Oh, my gosh. God, if I could get my way, if I do that, I'd have everything in this whole world. Dude,
really?
If I could just, you
all
know,
you gotta
I mean,
do
yeah.
is rant and cry and
cry
and
oh
get
God.
Down on your knees
I
on your knees.
Like $100, but can I have $100? I need to go buy. You know, I'm like, shit. If I got my way all the time like that, I'd have it made. You know, Kelly Monaco. I don't know what is it about her that they think she's the bomb.
I just don't see it.
I mean, there's nothing about that actress that, you know, that shouts like, you know,
talent.
Know, talent. Yeah, talent. I mean,
she has
She has
at
none.
Least for acting.
I mean, you put Becky and Kelly in the scene together.
Oh,
and
please.
Becky is surely gonna out act her in a heartbeat.
Oh,
even the scene when they were fighting each other when they were at the black and white bar, I was like, come on, beat her ass, or, you know. And even their last scene together, Liz kind of had the last word in Kelly's, you know.
When they were at the counter, when they were.
And Liz had her last word, and she just left. And, you know, I forgot what she said. What was it that she said? I forgot. But,
oh, yeah,
I mean,
like something about, oh, yeah, you have your self-respect back. Yeah, right, or something.
And then Liz had said something in response that I can't remember, but she just totally walked out, you know.
Well,
you know,
if they let...
Becky gets that bitch bitch face on. She makes me laugh. Go ahead. That's a good.
You know what? Bitch. That's where they need to start writing Liz back in the day when she was a feisty little thing.
Yeah.
You
well,
know, she was a bad girl. She came to town.
Yeah,
she was a
yeah.
bit of a rebel, a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Well, it was said
that
when they got rid of Drew Garrett was because he was late for work and he didn't go to his acting classes. And why in the hell is Kelly Monaco still there? She
Is that why they fired Drew?
That's what they've been saying. That's why they
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Oh, wait, but...
Well, they should fire her ass because she needs
know,
to go to acting classes.
Why is she still around?
Oh, but, you know, another reason they said they fired him was because he wasn't hot enough.
Because he wasn't hot. Well, Sam isn't...
Well,
I know.
Sam is
not so hot either.
Worse and worse and worse. Her damn wrinkles on her forehead and her saggy-ass boobs.
Oh, my God.
She ain't going to last too much longer if she keeps going the way she's going.
She must smoke. Does she smoke in real life? Does anybody
she smokes and drinks. No, she's a party
girl.
Always was a party girl.
And she lays out in the sun, and that doesn't do good on your body.
Mm-hmm. Look at Liz. Becky, she's a family. She doesn't even watch TV. I mean, you know, she doesn't smoke or I don't know. I don't think she does. She
keeps herself healthy.
She uses that product, you know, and that Carly's been using like 100 times a day, but
okay,
that's a
different
story.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Rebecca, look at her. She's flawless, her skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She takes care of herself, you know. And I would love to be best friends with Becky, you know. I would love to
She'd
be
a riot.
She'd be right. I know. I just love her to death. I wasn't a big fan of Liz back when she first came on the show because she was trying to get in with Lucky, and I kind of liked the Lucky and Sarah thing at first, and then you know, and because she was a troublemaker, and then I kind of really fell in love with her with Jason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, because. To me, she's kind of like, me and Carly were talking about her. I was comparing her with Robin. I kind of, because Robin wasn't in the picture anymore, and I was a big Robin and Jason fan, she kind of reminded me of Robin in a sense that they were both kind of like the good girls, you know, and everything. So that's, and I saw Jason and Liz one day, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this could be my new Robin, so to speak. My new Robin and Jason, kind of, you know.
Yeah, Jason and Robin, they had good chemistry, but nothing like Becky and Steve.
You know what? I was talking to Carly about it today. We're kind of talking about, I was like, if there was no Sam in the picture and there was kind of Robin and Jason and he was trying to decide between Robin and Liz, I'd be like, I'd be kind of on the fence on that one because I was always a big Jason and Robin fan, and I always wanted to come back and them putting them back together, but I think I finally realized I think I'd be more to Liz and Jason because, you know, just because I just love them and they were given a chance. And
mm-hmm.
he's always had chances with all these other women in his life, Robin, Courtney, Sam, 100 times over with Sam, and he's never been given a chance with Liz. And I think that's one of the reasons why we just want them together so bad, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's something because they have such great chemistry. He and
I'm
Courtney,
like,
yeah. I don't know, you know.
Other than
Liz, you know, he and Robin, yeah, you know, I could go for them. But then I could go for them back in the day. Now it's just
not so much. I know, yeah.
Chemistry
back in the
changes,
day, I mean,
you know.
Because I always wanted Robin and Jason together when he was Jason Quartermain, too. I always wanted
when
she always had that crush.
Kids.
She had
they
a crush
kids.
On him. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
when they finally said it since they were kids, and I always wanted them together. And then, of course,
mm-hmm.
when they finally brought them together, I thought that was a good little love story, like their first love. So basically, they're each other's first love, and they're always going to have that bond. And they could be friends. They're still friends. They have scenes together, so why can't they have scenes with Liz and Jason like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, at least with Liz and Jason, there's an understanding there.
I'll just
you
never
know,
understand that. Just never understand why they have such a gold mine, and these two actors,
they
don't capitalize on it. I just don't get it. I mean,
well, they only capitalize
down
for their own personal agenda, though. They'll put them out on SoapNet or Stagecoach or use Liaison for everything else,
but they won't use the show. Right.
And
but they just won't give them to the fans, you know, which is
And with Jason and Liz, you only need to show the promo once at People Watching, but with Jason and Sam, they have to put that on, you know, noon and night on TV or whatever.
You know, and I find it funny that all the families say, oh, we are going to get a big, big, big story. Wait a moment, there are no spoilers out there for you guys.
They're not getting a story. She's his coffee girl, his little boil, and that's all she is to him. I'm curious.
Like
there's
his,
no
his
story
girl
for
Friday.
Them.
She's kind of like his Girl Friday or something.
That's all she
Girl
is.
Friday.
She's wallpaper. Yeah. She's like, you know, yeah, I mean, I know.
You know, you guys, I am very surprised they haven't kicked this off because I felt they would, but, you know, because one night they kicked this off at, like, the hour point or the fifth. I don't want to, but none of us got kicked off early yet.
And none of, yeah, like me, the last time, I'm the one that got booted out, like, way ahead of time. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, I got booted out twice. I got booted out twice, but.
And so did Blizzard.
And they're only going to do it to me once. I'm going to.
And Jay got booted out the last time. What happened to Jay? Well, he got
I don't know. He was there. He was there, then he was gone. But it happened to Leanne, too, at the same time.
Excuse me.
I don't know, Carly.
I didn't do that, Carly.
You know,
I didn't do that.
Carly.
What?
Okay.
You said right. That was me that did that little burp there, but.
Excuse
I should toilet burping.
I'm gonna go back and play this show tomorrow whenever I get my computer back, and I'm gonna be laughing. At myself.
You can hear it really well on my end.
What?
I laughed so hard. Oh my gosh. Oh, that was funny.
I say the F word in the beginning of the show, and I go to the
bathroom.
And then I burp a couple times on the show. This is what was my second time burping. I don't
flush
know.
Flush the toilet.
Before,
I mean, just this. I mean, it's just.
But I do that to my mom all the time. I'll go in the bathroom and go to the bathroom and flush the toilet while I'm talking to her. And she's like, are
oh,
you in the bathroom?
I'm
like,
so
you
right.
my scary little butt since I was a baby.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm so used to talking to Carly on the phone and I go to the bathroom and she doesn't want to talk to me.
Oh, God.
All of a sudden, I hear the toilet flush. I'm like, when did you take me with you to the bathroom? You know?
Oh, God.
You know, it's become the point where I think the phone is her, you know?
Yeah, me too.
And I talk to her so much on the phone, and I
barely know
what she looks like. The phone is like her.
Okay.
You know?
Let me ask you guys something. Have you ever gotten together and live? I mean, you obviously met each other on the internet, right?
Yeah, it was just through the internet. Yeah, but we sent each other's pictures through like Facebook or email or whatever.
Oh,
you know, so we do know what each other's look. We do know what we look each other looks like, but it's not like I think if we meet in person, it's going to be a whole different story. But you know,
because she keeps saying that we are never going to fall asleep, and I'm believing her.
I think it's going to be way.
Get a lot of rest beforehand.
I know.
That's what we killing each other. But last night I was happiest three because when she called, I'm like, who's called? Oh my God, it's Terry. And I'm like, we don't even say hi sometimes. I go, I knew it. I knew you couldn't fall back asleep.
But sometimes she thinks that I called her and it's a family member and she'll say something not quite
not quite right for a family member to hear. And she's like, oh, yeah. And so Tommy said, like, tell me what she said. I was like, oh, you better check your caller ID before you see your email or
something. Because I saw the period, I thought, and I said something about Bradford, which I'm not repeating on the air. And it was my mother.
It turned out to be your mom or something. Oh, man. Yeah. And so now she's like, now when I contact hello, you know, so she must not have my caller ID at that time.
Well, I am like, I couldn't, but, you know, I still looked at it before, but I thought it was funny.
Oh, man. And the other day, was it yesterday when you went to the adoption, and I kept calling you and texting you?
She said
she was going to start keeping her phone with her, and so I pretended like something else, like another earthquake, because, you know, knowing California, an earthquake can happen any day or whatever. So I'm calling her. I'm trying to be so serious. I'm like, oh, my God, help me. I'm in an earthquake. And then the second I plugged my nose and pretend like I was a nurse or something in the hospital or whatever.
Oh, that's awful.
And then I texted her. I'm like, oh, my gosh, help me or whatever. And then she calls me, and she goes, am I in trouble? And then I go, have you played the messages yet? And I'm like, and she's like, no. And I'm like, well, play your messages first and then call me. Because I was just being funny, and I better be careful because I might be crying wolf or something. What if something is actually happening and then she doesn't believe me?
Well, what the hell could she do about it anyway, Terry?
I love to text my birthday. Oh my God, Elena is here under the covers.
Every time she watches Helena on TV, she goes under the covers.
Elena scared me.
So I tease her that Helena is here and I'm under my covers.
Helena. Oh God.
Yeah, but no, Jim, we will probably not sleep when she comes, and yeah.
And sometimes I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and I told her, we better be careful. We might bump into each other and scare the lights out of each other or something,
oh
you know?
You know what? That happened to my sister and I when we lived with our parents on this island. I was coming downstairs because my mom told me to go get my brother, and the lights was off. So I was walking, and I was walking into someone. And we both started screaming, and everyone came running and was...
Oh, God.
I'm picturing that right now. You're, like, screaming to death. You're like, oh, my gosh. At least one night I was outside in the backyard.
That was freaky.
To go to the bathroom. Oh, my knees freaked the hell out of me. I nearly jumped out of my skin. I got so scared. It was my fucking dog. Hello?
Hello?
It's all that scratching.
I know. It's like all staticky.
Hello?
Hello. Is that you, Bridget?
Is that Bridget?
Yes, Bridget's being evil now.
Okay, I have to say one thing. I'm not liking this Maya chick. I think she's going to be another wasted character.
Yeah, me too. I don't get it either.
Just like all the rest of them.
Brenda, you've been watching The Ace for what, ever? Not ever, but the whole Bradley Rose thing confused me. Did he just have one kid with Mary May Road?
I thought he only, yeah, Bradley.
Okay, and so Bradley must have had Justice and Maya, and this new girl,
Zoe.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
she
so
Zoe, at the end
Zoe,
of the month.
Zoe's not going to be a quarter main. She's actually her half sister.
Yep, she's not. No, she's not a ward. She's half sister to Maya.
Okay.
And they haven't even cast her yet. She's supposed to be here like the end of the month.
Oh, really?
I think she's going to supposed to be for Michael.
Yeah, she's supposed to be a bad girl or something. What Maya has with the quartermains or something like that.
She could be like another Elizabeth, because that's what Elizabeth was. She first
yep.
came to town. She was kind of a bad girl wanting what.